USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
PG&E is shutting off the power to nearly 1 million customers across Northern California. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo says residents need to take extra precaution on the roads this evening.
We need everyone to approach intersections with caution. The signals are out. We want everyone to come to a four-way stop. We want everyone to obey all road closures and detours. Most importantly, avoid the driving at night if at all possible.
High winds are threatening power lines while the Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County burns over 25,000 acres at 10% containment. The scheduled shutoffs are between 6 o'clock and 9 p.m. Pacific time, beginning tonight through midday on Monday. Striking auto workers are heading back to work. The UAW and General Motors reached a four-year labor contract late Friday after a 40-day strike which cost General Motors over $2 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Treasury Department is out with the latest numbers regarding the federal deficit. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark, the 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion that the government reported reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs.
Police are investigating a deadly shooting at a Walmart in Waycross, Georgia. Authorities say a 19-year-old gunman opened fire inside the store early this morning before killing himself. There were no reports of any other injuries. Waycross is about 80 miles northwest of Jacksonville, Florida. And cleanup is underway in Mobile, Alabama after a pair of tornadoes spawned by Tropical Storm Olga struck in the area late Friday night. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's next Department of Homeland Security Secretary will be tasked with completing more than 400 miles of border wall before the 2020 presidential election to fulfill the president's promise that a wall would be built between the United States and Mexico. So far, 74 miles of that wall have been built. Robert Perez is a deputy commissioner for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He tells Fox News this is a great start, but we need to keep on building.
We're going to have constructed now over 75 miles, a major milestone with respect to the wall construction. And a few important points, Steve. First, we're putting this new enduring capability in strategic priority locations throughout the entirety of the southern border, from California all the way down to Texas. It's also a border wall system, as we've mentioned before. It's not just the infrastructure of the wall itself, but the technology embedded into the wall and the infrastructure as well surrounding the wall, the roads, the lighting, all of which informed by the true experts on the ground, our frontline Border Patrol agents, who are the ones who've been informing all of us on what exactly they need to secure that front line and our border. And so we expect that by the end of next year that we will have constructed, again, with the accelerated pace that we're going to be reaching by way of construction over the next few months, over 450 miles of new border wall along that southern border by the end of next calendar year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.